is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca. The Taliban warned today that if Turkey extends its military presence in Afghanistan, the Islamist group will view Turkish troops as occupiers and wage jihad against them. The warning came amid fresh battlefield moves that critics say show the Taliban are planning a military takeover of Afghanistan in defiance of their peace pledges, raising the prospects of a full-blown civil war. The United States has asked Turkey to secure Kabul's airport after all American and NATO allied troops withdraw from the country by the end of next month. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said on Friday, without elaborating, that he had agreed with Washington on the scope of how to secure and manage the airport. The Taliban condemned the deal as reprehensible and demanded Turkey review its decision. Meanwhile, Afghanistan's former president on Tuesday assured the Afghan people that the stalled peace talks between the government and the Taliban would restart soon. Hamid Karzai made his remarks during a news conference at his residence in Kabul as the Taliban continued to capture more territories in the north of the country. Karzai called on both sides to stop fighting and said that capturing more territory is not going to benefit the Taliban and that they should be a part of a peace deal. Rioting and looting in South Africa continued today, raising the death toll to at least 30 as protesters clash with police. The violence erupted last week when former President Jacob Zuma began serving a 15-month jail sentence for contempt of court. In the country's worst unrest in years, looters vandalized shopping malls, other retail outlets, and businesses in the province of Gauteng. This is VOA News. European Union foreign ministers agreed Monday on an ambitious global infrastructure plan linking Europe to the world. The infrastructure scheme is designed to rival Chinese President Xi Jinping's Belt and Road Initiative, which Western governments fear encourages the countries to take on large Chinese loans that can then be leveraged by Beijing for political purposes. Brussels has already inked partnership deals with India and Japan to coordinate transport, energy, and digital projects connecting Europe and Asia. Iraqi medical officials say the death toll from a catastrophic hospital blaze in a southern city has risen to 58. Two health officials said on Tuesday that more than 100 people were also injured in the fire that torched the coronavirus ward of Al Hussein Teaching Hospital in the city of Nasiriyah the previous day. The Pope remains in a Rome hospital after surgery. From the Associated Press, here is Karen Chamas.
Has announced that Pope Francis is to stay in hospital for a few more days to optimize his recovery. Pope Francis will remain in Rome's Gemelli Polyclinic despite completing post-operative treatment in order to make the most of his rehabilitation therapy. Surgeons removed half of Francis's colon on July the 4th for what doctors said was a severe narrowing of the large intestine. The 84-year-old has, however, made a public appearance since this surgery as he delivered his weekly prayer from the 10th floor hospital balcony. He used the occasion to call for free healthcare for all. I'm Karen Chamas.
The death toll in the Miami area condominium collapse climbed to 94 on Monday as officials plan to step up security at the site to make sure the personal possessions of the victims are preserved for their families. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Kavna.
They are ensuring that all recovered personal property and family heirlooms are treated with the utmost respect.
She said 22 people remain unaccounted for in the June 24th collapse of Champlain Towers South, an oceanside condo building in Surfside, Florida. The White House announced today that First Lady Jill Biden will lead the official U.S. delegation at the Tokyo Olympics on July the 23rd without her husband, U.S. President Joe Biden. News of her trip comes days after Tokyo officials, upon consultation with Olympic officials, decided to hold the Olympic Games without fans after recent surges in COVID-19 cases prompted the Japanese government to declare a state of emergency in Tokyo and the surrounding area. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters in a recent briefing that White House advance team had been sent to Tokyo to assess the feasibility of Ms. Biden's visit. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.